Hey, how's it going, everybody? It's a Ken Braverman podcast. It's October 12th, 2019. It's a Saturday. It's 7:29 p.m. I am still congested. Son of a bitch. It's tough to beat this sucker. All right, this is going to be the last podcast until there are fireworks. It's going to be the last podcast until Trump is removed or no longer president, whether he be arrested or dead or impeached, convicted, whatever it is that causes him no longer to be in an office. This is the last post on KenBraverman.com, and this is the last podcast until that happens. I'm also limiting a lot of the work that I've been doing for you. If you subscribe to some of my applications, a lot of that's probably going to slow down or stop. So I may be issuing refunds, or I don't really know what I'm going to do yet. I've kind of stopped all the newer stuff anyway. There's still football to finish off. I'll finish off football for everybody, but I'm not really paying attention to it. There are other things that are much more important in life, and I'm sorry to those of you who would like to watch sports and enjoy life, but I have to tell you the reason why I can't focus on that right now is just due to the environment that we are all operating in this very unstable environment. It is my position, it is my legal position, that the president is a Russian money laundering felon and needs to be arrested immediately. Donald Trump needs to be arrested immediately, like yesterday. It shouldn't just be Ukrainians that are passing Dmitry Firtash's Russian money out of Russia into our political system and giving it to congressmen like Pete Sessions in Houston, who is then turning around and doing exactly what they told him to do because he is accepting of that bribe and should also be arrested and incarcerated for accepting money from a foreign government and operating that influence here in the United States. These crimes are not glamorous. They don't often involve people with a gun putting it to somebody's nostril and telling them to do something. It involves them getting millions, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars and funneling it through fake companies and into the pockets and campaigns of our elected representatives, many of which who are on the Republican side, knowingly accepting money from foreign governments. This is why we don't have our representatives acting on our behalf. We have them acting on behalf of foreign influence, these criminals that are doing this to us. We have seen enough information. It is now 2019, and in the age of the internet, and in the age of the context and on context and off context or out of context snippets of rallies, views, all the times that we've seen the president and seen other people commenting about what's going on. Now, this is not the 1700s anymore. And when it comes to us making decisions about whether or not someone is guilty, there is certainly a court of public opinion that has some validity. We've seen the president solicit aid from China on the news in front of a chopper to try to take out and manufacture crap on his political opponent. That's a felony. It's a felony. It just is. And why don't you see Trump arrested? This is the problem with not arresting him. Let me explain to you what happens when we don't exercise the law. Like the SDNY, the Southern District of New York, should be taking a chopper down to the White House and cuffing the president and bringing him back to solitary in Manhattan. That is what should be happening. And the court case that needs to happen is going to be, wow, are they allowed to do that? Is the state allowed to just lock up a president? And the answer should be, when the president is committing felonies that are causing us all to be less safe, and he's only beholden to the dollar and not to anyone else, yes, of course he should be arrested. Otherwise, you have this problem where he continues to commit crimes and populates the Department of Justice with other people that are going to aid him in conspiracies like William Barr. He puts Mike Pompeo ahead of the CIA and the Secretary of State, trading places, moving him over to different positions. He has Mick Mulvaney as acting chief of staff and also like running the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and a ton of other crap because he can't get people who he can trust to commit crimes for him in these positions. It's why he can't get people confirmed by the Senate and just assigns people as acting He's a reality star. He can only put people in who are acting. He has no real, genuine ability and authentic thought to really solve any problems and do anything other than cheat and lie and steal and use his power to extort others and try to get money. He is 100% dangerous. He's 100% dangerous. And I think that you have to look at America and say, you know what? Our CIA in the past, in the 50s, might have offed the president in a situation like this. But it is a handshake and an applause for the United States and for the good men and women in our government that we haven't done anything rash. That we have just simply tried to get Republican senators to agree that fraud is happening. But then we looked and then we realized that the Republican senators looked in the mirror and they were getting the same money from the same foreign interest, which is why they won't stop it. Because they're complicit, part of the conspiracy. That's why they're scared shitless to convict in the Senate when he is impeached on a smorgasbord of felonies and abuses of power and office. That is why they are running scared and can't answer a direct question about, is it illegal for the president to do something illegal? That's the leading question, and they run away scared. Almost all of them. So, because the Republican senators are part of the conspiracy, I mean, Lindsey Graham's obviously dirty at this point. I don't know dirty with what or dirty with how, but he got a check from somewhere and got paid, and he clearly is a traitor to this country at this point. He had a brain and now he doesn't. And that happens because you're accepting bribes. So we'll find out what that is. Giuliani's henchmen, as they call him, they look like plumbers. The two Ukrainian guys that they got at Dulles Airport on their one-way tickets to Frankfurt. And there's two other guys that one's turned himself in, and I think the other one may still be at large or is planning to turn himself in or had turned himself in. Giuliani's going to be arrested. Giuliani is clearly either trying to get him on not being a registered foreign agent. Let's clear that up. Let's clear up a couple things about this situation. Number one, what's the difference between being a unlicensed registered foreign agent, meaning you never told anybody that you were acting as a foreign agent? What's the difference between that and being a traitor, being a spy? What's the difference? The answer is there is no difference. SDNY or the or whoever's investigating, possibly the FBI, whatever division it is. Is trying to be nice to people like Michael Flynn and Paul Manafort and Rudy Giuliani now, being like, yeah, you should just plead to not being a registered foreign agent because you need to have a license to push for other countries' crap behind our back and do it behind our government, you know, lobby, spend foreign money to try to get our congressmen and senators to do stuff for your foreign influence. Yeah, that's called being a traitor. Okay, when you license yourself and you let everybody know that ahead of time, then at least people can like get out of the way and be like, oh, you're acting on behalf of Turkey. Now I understand why you're not making any sense. But before I didn't understand why Rudy wasn't making any sense. Oh, it's because he's being paid by foreign governments and he's a felon. That's why. And he's going to jail. Good. Get him out of the limelight. Get him out of our political system. Definitely get him out of any influence in the White House, which gets me onto the second point. And the second point is, just because you're a lawyer doesn't mean you have attorney-client privilege over all your communications with everybody. And the instance with Giuliani and the president is a prime example of this, because he's not doing anything. He says he's Trump's lawyer. He isn't getting paid, and he's not doing anything. He just happens to have a law license, which, by the way, should be revoked. Okay, the two guys that just got arrested, he was a lawyer. What does that mean? He's a lawyer. He just means he wants to keep his conversations private. When you are committing felonies, when you're committing crimes, when you are backstabbing America, when you are taking Uncle Sam and cutting off his neck and watching him die there in the guillotine, wrapping the flag around his lifeless corpse. When that is what you are doing, you do not have attorney-client privilege. You're committing a crime, you're participating in a conspiracy, and you're doing something that's so anti-American that you are going to get your penguin ass locked up, Rudy. He looks like the penguin from the old Adam West 1960s Batman series. Looks just like the penguin now. He's really devolved into that. So this attorney-client privilege nonsense doesn't hold up. Privilege, privilege, privilege. Why are we affording the president privilege, presidential privilege, when all he does is lie? Like, if we're not, the problem is that we've taken Pat Robertson's view, the religious view on things, and given Trump all these deity qualities of the president, which are not even real. He does things that are blatantly illegal, and the Office of Legal Counsel at the Department of Justice decided, all right, you shouldn't be indicting a sitting president, because mainly nobody could stand up and take the ownership of saying, I don't want to be the person who said you can indict a sitting president because I know I'm going to become a target of the president because he's a criminal. He's going to attack and try to violate all of our rights. That's why the whistleblower wants to remain secret. There's all these reasons. Well, here's the thing. The Constitution doesn't say anything about arresting or indicting a sitting president. It is fully challengeable. So let's try it. Don't be afraid to lose because you don't know the answer. It's too important for us not to remove him from power immediately. That whatever the repercussions are, he'll be doing it from solitary. There's no bail for Trump. There's no bail for him. He is a danger to all of us. He's a danger to our troops in Syria because he just told everybody we're leaving and gave the Turks the green light to go ahead and bomb. But please, please, like, where's Waldo? If you see, like, an American hat or a flag, don't bomb there. That's what he told Turkey not to do. Why? Because they're trying to instigate more war and they're trying to get more land for Russia because Putin owns our president. If you listen to anything I've said over the last 3 years, you'd know that the president is a Russian money launderer and is completely owned by Vladimir Putin, which is why, really the reason why this is so dangerous. So it's time to arrest him. I'm not recording a damn thing and you're not going to see me until he is gone. Make it so, everyone. Stand up. You don't have to try to convince people that are supporters to listen because they don't want to hear the truth. That's they live their life that way. It's fine. There are people. We took our best and brightest and brought them into the intelligence community. Our best and brightest and made them prosecutors for the Department of Justice and federal attorneys. We made our best and brightest call to task in a time like this, where we as Americans have to make a decision about what kind of country we're going to be and how we're going to deal with an attack from the Russians coming through our executive. What are we going to do? Are we going to stand by and listen to him and let our American troops get bombed for no reason and can't even fight back, apparently? Are we going to let that happen because Trump got off the phone call with on a telephone game between Putin and Erdogan and decided he's going to pull everybody out and not tell anybody? Are we going to live like that, or are we going to stand up and do what's right and say, this criminal's going to jail and I'm going to make it happen? It can be you. It can be any of us. Can citizens arrest his ass? Any of us. Let's do it. Let's get him out. He is a danger. I am still saying what I've been saying since the beginning of time. This is extremely urgent. It should have been done yesterday. So make it so.